Our next speaker will be Gary Thalheimer, known to many of you. He's been a record collector since 1942. That must be a typo. You're much younger than that. Minus 12, he says. A tape recordist since March 1954, and written articles and reviews going back to the Saturday Review of the 1950s, plus a monthly new release bulletin for Gary Thal Music for 20 years. Gary's first ARS presentation was at the Rochester meeting 20 years ago. His major collecting interest is historic recordings and their preservation. And to this end, he has made a sizable bequest to the Sonic Arts Department of CCNY for a graduate program to teach preservation and transfer techniques. Gary Thalheimer.
Thank you. Before I begin, I want to thank Seth Winner, my co-presenter and one of the best at preserving and restoring audio material for preparing the musical selections. Jürgen Grundhaber was a good friend of mine, whom I first met in the 1970s through Willie Lerner at Music Masters in New York. Jürgen was an extremely modest amateur archivist, but commercially astute, a pirate, as people responsible for the unofficial recordings are generally referred to. Surprisingly, his name is almost unknown to collectors, but the labels are well known: Akanta, BASF, the Membran Group, Prizer, Koch, and his own Melodrome and Mito. But the artist knew him well. Visiting his huge Munich apartment, crammed with recordings, photos, books, programs, you might encounter the eminent French critic André Tuboeuf, or singers like Schwarzkopf, Von Eye, or Mödl, browsing the shelves. Wagnerian soprano Astrid Von Eye memorialized him in her autobiography for rescuing on Prizer the six acoustic sides of her mother, soprano Maria Javor. But Jürgen also found a mother figure in Astrid. That's track one. He was extremely modest, to the extent that he produced recordings under pseudonyms like Jürgen E. Schmidt, and actually, the only Grundhaber credits I can recall are for the cover photos of artists on some of his recordings credited to the Grundhaber Archive, and an interview he did with Lotte Lehmann for a Prizer anthology. Let's start with a few facts. He was born July 1, 1943, into the well-to-do family of an industrialist in Trier in the Rhineland. It was a comfortable existence despite the war, and he was close to his mother, who took him to the opera. His mother died during his childhood, and his father remarried, this time a woman not disinterested in the arts. As son of a businessman, he attended college and got a commercial diploma, but his older brother was the favored heir, so Jürgen set out to combine his love of music and singers with commercial skills. He had already begun vocal studies with tenor Helge Rosswanger, of whom you'll hear much more from Gary Gaylow tomorrow, including some recordings, since Mr. Blood apparently felt that having both of us together would conflict with his agenda. In Rosswanger, Jürgen found a sympathetic father figure, but a medical procedure on Jürgen's throat ended all thoughts of a musical career. Jürgen had acquired a huge collection of recordings, first 78s, then all the other formats, also equipment, even a pair of wartime German magnetophones. He realized that many living singers deserved the same attention as the vaunted names of the Golden Age on 78s. He wanted a living memory, lebendige Vergangenheit, of the ones whose careers had been stunted by politics and war. Also the promising younger ones. Here is a sample of both. Trude Eiperle, who made very few commercial discs, now nearing the end of a 40-year career in 1959, and a young tenor from Stuttgart about to make a splash on the international scene, Fritz Wunderlich, track two.
Mädchen in meine
His own generosity and friendships opened many archives, official like the Bavarian or West German radio, and private of collectors, both recordings and tapes, domestic and international. So he was able to gain access to many of these. For instance, the My Collection of recordings from the Vienna State Opera going back to the early 1930s. This was one of several LP sets under the sponsorship of a German cigarette brand. Here is Franz Völker as the emperor in Strauss's Frauenerschatten in 1933, conducted by Clemens Krauss. This led eventually to scattered archives of broadcasts of complete operas from the early 30s and the taped wartime performances. For instance, transcription of a March 1937 Clemenza di Tito in German from the Stuttgart radio with narrative dialogue. It is conducted by Clemens Krauss again with his wife, Viorizza Ursuliatz. We hear a portion of the overture and her duet with Inger Karen. Track 4. Thank you.
in die andere. Bleibe, ich zögere nicht.
Jürgen's commercial sense was active as well. His recordings sold, and he was aware of potential markets. Eventually, he sold his Melodrome label, which he had begun as a tribute to post-war Bayreuth and a couple of his favorite singers, Astrid Varnay and Martha Mödel. He sold it to a former singer, Ina Del Campo, because, as he put it, if I release something myself, it takes 3 years to get my money back. This way, I get paid for my work and for providing master tapes. Eventually, Ina's lack of competence caused him to start a new label, Mito. Jürgen would occasionally produce recordings whose existence really seemed unjustified. For instance, a Tristan, which I won't play, by Hans Beirer and Ingrid Bjoner with Horst Schein conducting. Why would anyone buy this, I asked. His reply was that the singers had never had a chance to record these roles and each wanted 50 copies. 100 copies would pay for themselves and the rest of it would be gravy. But access to this tape also gave him access to some more interesting material in the same archive. And in another case, a two LP set of Walter Kreppel, a competent bass with a year or two at the Met. It includes a scene from Don Carlo with Hans Hotter singing the Grand Inquisitor. And contrary to the label, it's not in German, it's in Italian, track 5.
Doppio io sì.
However, there were also objections on occasion. Carrion and DG sued him for copyright infringement when he issued some Carrion-conducted operas and a 1949 Verdi Requiem, incidentally with Rosswanger. The case was thrown out of court because Carrion, despite his three applications to join Hitler's Nazi Party, was an Austrian citizen and could not sue in a German court, while DG was the European distributor for Jürgen's labels. As we heard earlier, he had an ear for young talent. He produced the first recording of Wolfgang Holzmeier for Preiser, track 6.
Ich hört ein Bächlein rauschen wohl aus dem Felsenquell. Hinab zum Tale rauschen, so frisch und wunderhell. Ich weiß nicht, wie mir wurde, nicht wer den Rat mir gab. Ich musste auch hinunter mit meinem Wanderschaf. Ich musste auch hinunter mit meinem Wanderschaf. Hinunter und immer weiter und immer dem Bache nach und immer frischer Rausche und immer heller der Bach und immer frischer Rausche und immer heller der Bach. Ist das denn meine Straße? O Bächlein, sprich, wohin, wohin, sprich, wohin? Du hast mit deinem Rauschen mir ganz berauscht den Sinn. Du hast mit deinem Rauschen mir ganz berauscht den Sinn. Was sag ich denn vom Rauschen? Das kann kein Rauschen sein. Singen wohl die Dixen tief unten ihren Rhein. Singen wohl die Dixen tief unten ihren Rhein. Lass singen, Gesell, lass rauschen und wandre fröhlich nach. Es gehen ja Mühlenräder in jedem klaren Bach. Es gehen ja Mühlenräder in jedem klaren Bach. Lass singen, Gesell, lass rauschen und wandre fröhlich nach, fröhlich nach.
Jürgen also compiled a Preiser series of German cabaret artists. These were not released in the US. But here's one that reminds us of the Carrion suit. Carrionuskopf, the mind of Carrion, and you'll find the translation on your handout.
Heutigen Open-Welt. Ganz Europa will mich engagieren, ja. Wo es heute Festspiele gibt, bin ich angestellt, um das Publikum zu faszinieren, ja. Ich bin der Cicero aller Prominenten, großen Dirigenten. Ich dirigiere stets mit Geschmack und einem Frack. Ich bin das klassische Universal-Genie, bringt das Publikum immer in Rage. Ich dirigiere und führe zugleich Regie und kassiere die doppelte Gage. Ganz egal ob Mailand oder Rom oder Berlin, ganz egal ob Salzburg oder Bayreuth oder Wien, ich fahre hin, wo es Termine und Geld zu verdienen gibt, fahre ich hin. Je eben zu Diensten zu allen Stunden, die nicht den Kunden hier oder dort. Wenn die Termine mir es gestatten, mache ich noch Platten für den Export. Zwischendurch finde ich immer noch Zeit für die Leitung der Staatsoper quasi als Sport. Die Meister der Klassik zu interpretieren, das mache ich am liebsten, das macht mir auch Freude. Denn bei den Modernen, da müsste ich probieren und dazu habe ich nicht die nötige Zeit. Avantgardisten wie der Stravinsky sind kein Vergnügen, den lasse ich liegen. Ich spiele Rossini, la 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 la. Was nützt mir der Pfitzner? Und ich finde, mit Hindemith könnte man doch was riskieren. Nein, nein, ich bleibe bei Verdi, der fällt mir nicht schwer. Die Leute wollen zwar die Modernen, die müsste ich erst lernen. Und ich hab heute gar keine Zeit. Man ruft und schreit nach mir, will mich bald dort, bald hier. Grafen, Baronen, Mädchen, Matronen, mal in Berlin sein, gleich drauf in Wien sein. Und dieses Salzburg wird mein Ruin sein, man synchronisiert mich und fotografiert mich. Ich schreibe Programme und mache Reklame und vor meiner Bühnentür steht manche Dame, der gebe ich leutselig gern Autogramme. Karajan, 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 Karajan. Zu viel, weh mir, man foltert nicht zu viel. Wahrhaftig, alles auf einmal, ich kann nicht mehr, ich kann nicht mehr, ich kann nicht mehr. Bin ich die Garbo? Was will der Marbo? So viel auf einmal, ich will noch mehr. Karajan, bin dort, hey, Karajan. Bin da, Karajan dort, Karajan da, Karajan dort, Karajan da. Karajan lacht, Karajan schaut, Karajan denkt, Karajan schläft. Hier ist Symphoniker, da Philharmoniker, hier eine Oper, da ein Konzert. Jedermann schwört, wenn er mich hört, so ein Genie gab es noch nie. Bravo, Karajan, bravo, bravissimo, bravo, Karajan, bravo, bravissimo. Ich hab das beste Geschäft mir erwähnt.
Ja, das beste Geschäft sich
erwähnt. Bitte schön, noch einmal, diesmal fortissimo.
Bravo, Karajan, bravo, bravissimo.
Wo ist mein Geld? Ich hab doch nicht gezählt.
Ja, das beste Geschäft sich erwähnt.
Ich bin wieder still, ich dafür gebe mir viel Dank heute.
Leider kriegt er allmählich noch die Managerkrankheit als ein Held.
Als großer Held der Opernwelt.
The German opera magazines had tributes after his early death. But most moving was a letter to the New York Times by Astrid Warnai, and I quoted, "It is a source of satisfaction to know that we will be able to share our work with those generations who didn't hear us on the stage. Maybe few people knew him, but we are all in his debt. I wish there were a statue of Jürgen Grundhaber in every opera house in the world," end quote. Thank you for your attention. Thank you, Seth, for all your work. Thank you, Tim.
We will go whistling and humming from the room after that. Carry on, carry on. All right.